Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining Latin Generation panel call on 19th of July 2018. In the call, we have Bill, Dennis, Chong, Paul, Michael, Marjana, and Pitinan. Over to you, Marjana.
Well, you have seen all the agenda I proposed. So, because Sarmat is not here, he will provide the final date of our face-to-face meeting. Maybe he didn't arrange everything up to date, but I just want to ask to keep it on mind. That's all. And my intention is to spend half of an hour for on the repertoire and material our comments and our resolution of the comments from IP, and another half of hour to finalize cross-crypto variants for Latin Cyrillic. So I didn't see that anyone has commented my material, which I sent for a while before. So please, I'll give a short introduction and see was I clear and what was my intention with all these things. I have tried to summarize somehow all the code points which are in question with IP, and you have one working table at the end of this document. And in the same document, close to the IP comments, I added two more columns and sorted somehow the issues. So, as I understand it, all the rows which are in green or has green in it, I think I resolved it somehow. And red means that can't be verified, is not supported. At least I couldn't find the reasonable solution of it, so I rejected it. And we have in action column purple text, which means that we have to do with it something. So I don't know, does anyone has a proposal how to start? Shall we go from the row to the row, or shall we discuss only the purple things now? I'm not quite clear what to do at this moment. Any suggestions from the pool? Mats wants to speak, although he didn't raise the hand. Mats, do you want to say something? Please.
Well, I think that we should start from the top and see to get a picture.
Okay. But we shall devote to this question only half of an hour, because the other half should be devoted to the variants. And we shall see how far we shall go with this. Maybe we could continue on our next meeting. So the first item, the first issue, is the code points from the two Unicode blocks, Latin 1 and Latin Extended A, appears in many basic sets. So the proposal is to analyze again are all those code points from Latin 1 and Latin Extended A included in our proposal, and if they are not, to give some reason why they are not included. So this is something which should be done, and I haven't done it, so this is one action item. And I hope someone will volunteer to do it. Matt, please.
Well, yes, I raised my hand. We have to find languages that use those characters.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that we have time for it. If we don't find the language, if the code point is not covered with languages we have processed, we should say we didn't find this code point, and that's all.
But then we can say it already, because we didn't find that code point.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that we might miss something. We don't know.
But the only way to find out if we miss something, and that's very possible, and that is if we go through the languages again. I don't see how we could do. But how could we do it else?
I see things like this. Someone has to check our repertoire and find what code points from those two Latin sets are not included in it. And we shall discuss what to do with these code points in one of our future meetings.
But the only thing we can do is either say we haven't found any language supporting them or go and look for some language supporting them.
But probably I don't think that we missed anything, because after the inclusion of these few code points in question, I mean, what was this? 00FF or something like this, which is resolved at this moment, and I put the clear things in the repertoire table. I don't think it will be a big issue to find if anything else was missing.
So we don't know if there are anyone's missing. I thought that there were a number missing.
Sorry, I didn't get.
Okay, so there might be zero code points
missing. Yeah.
Okay, so the step here is to go and look. Are there any missing? Is that what we should do?
Yeah, that's my proposal, but we are talking now about it. Yeah.
Okay, that's a simple task. And then
that's a simple task, yes. Just to see what is, because their suggestion is to check everything. We could check, and we shall see after the checking, have we missed something or no. And after that, if there is a few code points, we can probably find what they are used. Or we can say we cannot find the languages which are using these code points in the present, in the live languages now. That's a pretty simple task, yes. Bill, your hand is up.
Yeah, I can do that. I think the main ones we were missing were the handful from Esperanto, but I can go through and double check and see if anything's missing.
We have missed these four or six. I'm not quite sure. Code points from Esperanto, and we were missing by accident 00FF for French, and I think that's all. But we have to check it. Thank you, Bill, for volunteering for this. Thank you very much. And please use the. This table, which was sent to integration panel, I mean, please use the table from the repertoire, from the proposal, because this is something which are they pointing to, you know, not any other version of the tables, of the repertoire tables, just that one from the report. And if you can't find it, I will give you the link later.
Okay.
That will be consistent in all moves. Yeah. That's the first item. The second item, some are used in languages or under circumstances that fall short of the criteria generally used. No action needed. This is just something they are talking about. And there is a few more things the guy who is writing these comments is just gives saying whatever he has on the mind in this moment when he was writing it. So I don't think that we cannot react at this moment to this question, and it is somehow linked to 1.0. So I will leave it as it is.
No, but
just a moment. Yeah, please, Mats.
When I read it, I feel that they say the opposite. They say that there are code points that don't have support.
That's not true. Yeah. Some code points are used in the languages or under circumstances that fall short of the criteria generally used, but it says nothing. Lacan GP might summarize its negative finds and omissions at least for the two Unicode blocks here. For I don't understand this. I don't think we should react about it at all.
Yeah, but why should we prove, or how should we prove that something is not used?
No, we shall not. I have no intention to say why something is not used. We shall keep strictly to the talk we started before 2 years, that we shall investigate it 210 languages, and that we should make our repertoire based on these languages. And if something falls outside of this language, they should make another Latin GP. Or I will not share this. Because it is too much job to trace something through internet with a very, let's say, fuzzy information about it. So I will not address anything which is not in our language list. At least I don't have any strength to do it again. Any power to do it again. I'm definite about it. Someone other should do it, not me. Let's see 1.2. It is also, this is another action item, that someone should review second level LGRs. Matthew said there it is 6 or 7 second level Latin LGRs, and compare if all code points from this second level LGRs is incorporated in our repertoire. One thing might appear here. This is some specific letter from Livonian, which they put in the Livonian second level LGR, and we didn't accept it because it is some archaic letter or something like this. But we should mention it, or we should note it and say, yeah, we should do this or that with this letter. Let me see, is anyone wanting to say anything? So, we are needing volunteers for reviewing second-level LGRs according to our repertoire. Any volunteer?
I'm volunteer because I do work with the second-level.
Second-level LGR. Yeah, that will be nice.
Away, so
thank you.
And please send me the link.
I will send you the link, yeah.
Because we have so many documents that
I will send you the correct version of the table, and I will send you the link to the to our report in which is the table which they are using. IP has used to produce these comments. So you will have the correct table. I'm writing. Send Bill and Mats. Just to write it down, write table. Yeah, not to be confused. Okay, that's 1.2. That is something which is a little bit political reason. Oh, I don't know what to say. There is prima facie evidence for exclusion of CPs where there is no evidence for use in languages beyond EGDIS 1-4. And it is this letter E with this funny thing up. And Michael sent some kind of link to prove that the Bavarian language is used in everyday writing, but I couldn't find in this newspaper any appearance of this specific letter. On the other side, we have said that we shall include also EGIDS level 5 languages where they have more than 1 million speakers, and Bavarian is a language, one of these languages. So I will leave it because we found it. If they don't like it, they can skip it. That's my proposal. Sorry. Because we have to be more, let's say, more better mind about what we have done. We have to take care about all our tasks, and we can negotiate with integration panel, and if they don't like to include it, okay, they can drop it. But we should represent our findings as they are. Let me see, is anyone? No, there is no one who wants to say anything, although I'm very sorry because Michael is not here. Probably he couldn't join us today, but there is also another possibility to ask Michael if if he could provide a real reference to this letter. So it is half resolved somehow, and I'll try to write Michael and to ask him to give us better reference. So that's on me. This action item is on me. 1.3.1. Our vowels are mainly used in the pedagogy. Yeah, this is something which they commented, and they are explaining us where BEVE is used, and this point does not need any action. 1.4. However, even if in languages with EGIDS less than 5, there may be strong evidence of use in everyday writing, whether established or on the rise. This is the language can be seen as an emerging written language. I will do nothing about it because I don't understand what they are talking about. Any idea what they mean about it? Bill, please.
I would say that what they've said here is, in fact, a justification for us to include EGIDS 5 languages, if as was the case, where if there are a million people using it. So I would basically, when they say, you know, you can't use Bavarian, just quote this right back to them. I don't think we need to do anything ourselves specifically, except to keep it in mind when we wish to justify using an EGIDS 5 language for an inclusion. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I think you are right. Thank you, Bill. Matt?
Well, we had the criteria that for EGIDS 5 languages, there should be at least 1 million users.
Yeah.
What IP say is that it could be okay with EGIDS 5 if they are more on the border. They are 4.5 rather than 5. I mean, they are kind of stronger. And not the number of users is irrelevant for
IP. For them. Yeah.
The wrong criteria, and EGIDS does not consider the number of people. They kind of try to measure the ripeness or what you should say of the language, the strength of the language.
Yeah. So, at least it is somehow connecting this E with Breve, and I will think about all these things when we see the references for E with Breve for Bavarian. So, let's do nothing for the moment. So, 1.4.1, also it is highly literate and multilingual communities. E.g., dialect languages may be classified surprisingly high on ethnology list West Frisian as two, where ethnology also mentioned that literacy level is low. Whatever the assessment of the West Frisian, everyday written use remains the criterion. We need to have, that's a comment of Michael and me. And we found that West Frisian is number two. And I don't see why they are making such a fuss about it. Because the only thing we can do at this moment is to provide some, evidence that this language is used in written media. And if they are using in this way or that way, and if it is two or whatever it is, those are things which we cannot solve in a Latin dictionary. So I will leave it as it is. That's my proposal. Any other idea? And we shall see what will be their remarks during the next round of the comments. Matt, please.
Yes, but so West Frisian is classified as number two. Is that so?
Yeah.
And they say, well, maybe it's not good enough. I feel that should we do our own investigation of every language and do our own classification?
No.
It seems completely unreasonable.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And what is the damage of having the letters from West Frisian? What is the security problem?
No damage at all.
I think this goes beyond what is reasonable.
Yeah, I will write here not do nothing. And let's see, for this round, we shall not do nothing, and we shall see what they will say in the next round, because it will be at least one or two more rounds in investigating what we have done. So, and it is not necessary to lose a lot of time for such a, such a tiny little things, which are not very important for the whole thing. If I was clear. Okay, let's see what is the next. 1.5. Overall, a language should not be used to justify inclusion if it is not written, not usually written, not commonly used beyond orally. If written, it does not have a stable orthography. Yeah, that's also not to do nothing because it is... those are the thoughts of the person who has written this thing. And we have provided criteria. We have used this criteria. If they don't like our criteria, they have a problem. I don't have. If they ask to provide specific languages evidence, we should try. But now I will leave as it is. Any reaction from the room? No. 1.6. It is also possible that EGID status is assigned mistakenly. Yeah, that's possible. And if they find such things, it's okay. We shall correct it. And we have corrected one, which is West Frisian. It is corrected. So I consider it resolved. Now we have second bucket. It is potentially unjustified exclusions. Yeah, we have dropped completely 00FF. It happens because it was so. We have included 00FF, which is used in French. And now we have a bunch of letters, which are used in Esperanto, and that all of them I found and colored it in green. we had those red letters, which I couldn't find where they belong. And I will not include them in the repertoire if they don't send me the languages in which those letters are used. That was my first thought, but we can discuss it now. Any hands? No hands up. So we shall leave it as it is for the moment. And I ask you if you can, if you have time, please look at this table. I was working on it, let's say, 3 days or something like this, and I think almost everything is clear to me what they wanted. Also, at the end, I have a few points which I have not resolved because I didn't have time. Okay, well, 2.1 is French. It is resolved, 00SF. In Esperanto, we have included all the letters. Then some kind of thinking. And we shall see what we shall do with Livonian, 2.3.1. They agreed not to perpetuate 0.157. Some went down there in the comments. The Welsh code point, 0.77, I decided to add it to our repertoire. 0.136, not to be added per Wikipedia capabilities, has a different, I want someone to check this. Because I found 0.1063, which they say it is used in Kabyle, or something like this language, but I couldn't find this code point in Kabyle. I found one similar. This is a Latin small letter T with dot below, and this code point is in our repertoire, and 1063 I couldn't find in Kabyle language.
I'm sorry, and I cannot find where you're referring to.
2.3 right column.
2.3.
Yeah, and right column.
Lost. Okay.
Yeah. This is not to be added per Wikipedia. Kabyle has T with, which is Latin small letter T with dot below. And this, we included this T. And this one is T with Sedila, which I couldn't find in Kabyle. So. Yeah, they are also human. They can make mistakes. So it will be good if someone could check the Kabyle and these two letters. And this letter 0.163, which they refer, is used in Romanian alphabet. I also couldn't find it in Romanian. So I will drop it. They have to prove that it is used in Romanian in the normal sources where I was looking. I'm in Wikipedia, Omniglot. I couldn't find those letters. And the last one comment on this is something about Cameroon. Cameroon has, it is said that this, later down there, it is said that we have missed some letters from the languages from Cameroon. And I looked at Omniglot or wherever, and no, Ethnoregistry, and Cameroon has 250 languages. We have processed 3 languages, which has EGIDS3, and none of them has this specific letter, which is Livonian. Let me see, it is a little bit further on. I was lost again. Sorry for this. Where they mention Cameroon and
that's 233 maybe, or
maybe
yes.
231, 232, 233, 233, and I put Yeah.
Tea with Cedil exists as a part of Cameron languages.
Yeah, I put these I put the same comments in the two cells. Sorry for this. Probably I was. So we can discuss it later when we in the right column. In 232, there is some discussion about Welsh, and we should add Welsh for the specific call point which we have included in our repertoire. We just missed the language, and it is not a big error, because for the when we start to build our repertoire, we first said that it is enough to have 3 or 4 references, and after a while we decided to put all the references which we found, and I don't think it is error at all, but we can add Welsh for 0177, and it is not a big deal.
I don't find where you are. Is it
0177.
Okay.
Then again, some discussion about variants, but it is not Latin small letter T with Cedilla is a part of this unification process with 0 to 1B Latin small letter T with comma below, and therefore may still exist in Romanian corpus. I didn't find that it exists, so I in the previous row I wrote it just in the wrong place, and I will move it in the proper place. Now we have Kabile, and this is the comment about this letter 163. We can in our response to the comments of IP, I will put these reasons why we didn't include 1063, because it is not in Kabile, and it is not present in the present Romanian alphabet, and what other Cameroon languages are used, we have no time to process. For us, it is enough for Fula, Ewondo, and Duala, which so EGDI has number 3, and that's all. I will finish like this question. Please, Max. Sorry.
Yes. I'd like to go back to Bavarian, but we can do that later if you want that. Rather. Because I think that Bavarian is solved, because we have the text from Mike that shows that Bavarian is really a written language. And then if we go to the Bavarian Wikipedia page on Bavarian, they clearly list the E with mark.
The E with breve
is clearly listed in the Bavarian page on Bavarian.
Yes, that's right. You're right.
I think that we don't need any more evidence than that. We have two sources that support each other.
Yeah, I agree completely with you. But we are just talking about how I saw their comments, and I agree completely with you. We shall leave it as it is. And I said,
yes.
If they have problem with this, they have. We have not.
Right. And I think the evidence, the Michael's evidence plus the Wikipedia link is enough for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree completely with you. So second in the row is Bill.
Yes.
Yeah, please, Bill.
What the Kabila language has is not a T with a cedilia, but a T with a dot below. And I think perhaps they have a variant kind of issue. Anyway, I think they may have looked and seen one thing rather than what was actually there. So I think we can note that and move.
Yeah, of course. My answer to this question will be, we found this, and it is not present in the Romanian alphabet, and that's all. Just what I put in the row 2.3.3 as action number 14, those green text. I will respond this and see what they have to say. We shall see. But it is not worth to lose a lot of time on the things like this, you see. At least this is my opinion. Thank you, Bill, for your comment. So now we had these two letters, which I have not investigated yet, sorry. Now, code points outside MSR. Please supply documentation. These are all listed as Venda, a statutory language of South Africa with L11. There are no good data on how widely it is written, though Wikipedia has 250 entries. I will do nothing about it. Sorry. Please supply documentation. If we find something, we shall supply. If we don't find, we shall not. But this is the next step. I mean, at this moment, maybe in the next few weeks, because my daughter is coming with my son-in-law on Sunday, and I will have not enough time to cope with Latin GP at least next 4 weeks or something like this. So I will try to do it when I find time, and we shall see. I have to find documentation about using this code point. For this moment, I decided not to do anything. Now we have section 4, section 5.4 code points proposed to be added to MSR. Section 5.4 in our repertoire, they have a problem how the, in the introductory sentence, I rewrote it, and I think they will be now satisfied with the introductory sentence of this section in our report.
What's the problem? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I have said that we found 6 or 7 characters which should be added to MSR3. And the comment, if you look at the repertoire with the IP comments, in our report with IP comments, the comment is, okay, MSR3 is now in power. We have added, I forgot, 4 code points and 3 were refused, and I have somehow reformulated the introductory section of this part of the report. Please look at the report and the 5.4 section in the report. Something which is not they just didn't like what was said there, and they wanted to be rephrased. And I've done it, and we shall see. Did my job finish the problem or not? Tarmac, please.
Yes, thank
you. Sorry, Tarmac, yeah, I didn't see your hand. Sorry, because I was looking on the other screen, the big picture please.
I just raised it. Yes, I think the point here was that the Latin GP was perhaps the way the text was written, it was showing that it is something which would need to be done, whereas IP is saying that it is already done in MSR3.
Yeah,
so
you are right.
Should be rephrased accordingly.
Yes, you are right. That was the main comment about it. Yes, you are right, Dharma. Thank you for helping me, because I have had full or everything. So I know that they didn't like how it was said, and that I changed it somehow. And please look at this and say if I have done it wrong in the right way. Now we have number 5. Combining macron below 0331. It may be unwise to use this combining mask in the domain name, because it will look like an underline, and I think it is something about the about one of our sequences, and I was not sure how to resolve it, and combining mark below was used in one of the sequences we found in the languages we have processed. And this is discussion about combining mark below. And we didn't include combining marks at all. We just included one letter with one combining mark, and we can drop it with some explanation and leave it like this. Yeah, they are right. It could be pretty confusing. But I have no idea how to deal with it. Sorry?
We have Bill.
Bill, please. Bill.
Yeah,
Bill, who is... Bill is the first, and Sarmad after that. Please, Bill.
I tend to agree with them that there is a reason for stability to exclude this, but I would like to respond to them and ask, isn't there the same problem if you have a letter with a dot below as if you have a letter with a macron below? Just to get some clarity from them about how
what their thoughts
three is really. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Bill, I want to ask you just to drop me because I have no time to listen to the recording of this conference. Just send me this one sentence which you said today. To have it, to put it in, or put this sentence, please, in this, there, please, that we have it in mind. Max, please. Oh, no, Sarmad is next, and Max, you are after Sarmad. Sarmad, please, go on.
Thank you, Mariana. Just to very quickly respond to Bill before I make my comment. So I think if dot below presents a similar problem, GP can actually analyze it and use the IP feedback and extrapolate it for the dot as well. So I think that is something GP can actually do on their own side. Obviously, you're happy to coordinate a response through IP as well. So that's that. Also, if you think these characters are necessary for inclusion and should not be dropped, then one other option to address them could be to declare them as variant code points of the ones which are undecorated versions or simple versions. That way you could actually have both the code points but still address the security concern. Thank you. Just FYI.
I must say that I didn't follow this correctly.
So I'm suggesting
sorry,
that...
Sarmad, I just wanted to type it in because I will forget it. You see what you have said.
Right. So what I was, thinking as an alternate solution. Of course, one solution is to drop the Z with an underline or macron below. Other option actually could be if they eventually potentially becomes confusable with the Z without the macron, then one option is to actually just make those two variants. That way you can keep the Z with the underline below without actually causing a potential stability or security issue. So one option is to drop it, and obviously the other option is to make it variant. Those are
variant of the basic code point.
Yes, that way the security problem gets addressed.
Of the basic, yeah, that's what I wanted to write down, and we can just let to tell it here, and also deal with his thought about it, and we shall at the end we shall figure it somehow. Max, please.
Yeah. I think, I mean, if we see this as a potential problem, then we should identify all code points with something below the line and see if anything is affected by underlying. Because, as Bill said, it's not just the macron below. It might be anything below.
Yeah, I'm just writing the thoughts at this moment, and we shall look other letters with something below or something. Did you say this?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just putting our thoughts in this column to resolve it in the future. We should think about it and give a right solution at this moment. Yeah, please. Thank you for correcting me. Thank you, Matt.
And not only code points that are combined with a combining character, but also code points that have something below.
I understand. I understand. Not just, this, but all the other, genuine code points, let's say like this. Okay, we shall drop it for this moment. Let's try to go on a little bit. Oh, sorry. We have to stop. Because it is 18:48, and we are at the point 6. Nobody mentioned, nobody said me, I was not looking properly on the time. We should start the discussion now about variants and the results, and this one we shall continue on our next meeting. Sorry for this delay. We have now 20 minutes, now 10 minutes only. For cross-test variant finalization, next time I will put it at the first agenda item. Sorry, Bill, for this, you should say something. No, Bill, Dennis. Sorry, Dennis, for this. Dennis, over to you. Will you please explain us what we have done and what could be the actions we should try to finalize. Thank you for the link.
Sure. Thank you, Mirjana. Yeah, I just shared the link to the document that we have been working on over the last, 4 weeks now. For our previous meeting, I divided in one more section those cases where it's the confusability with uppercase, so that we have a clear bucket on those cases. I think what is left to do is to determine their variant relationship, whether it exists or not, and what's the rationale behind the decision of it.
Uh,
So the based on the discussions that happened in the last 2 weeks over email, we have agreed that we move forward with the principles so that all these confusable with uppercase letters are not for candidates, batting candidates.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bill, okay. You have something to say?
I do not agree that we have agreed to that.
No.
If I have understood correctly, Matt's and Nikhil and I are all of the opinion that we should consider these. Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but you haven't taken a position for or against. You just don't think we ought to stop and look at it now. And only Dennis is insisting that we can't consider these. Thank you.
No, I'm insisting too. Sorry, Bill. I'm insisting too. Because I want to finish as it is. We can leave it if we have time at the end. But now we should not, although it is not expected of us to include uppercase letters in our consideration. So, if we have time, okay, we shall do it. But at this moment, I want to have, I don't want to spend any more time in uppercase letters. I want to have a variant close to the end of August because I want to send second version of the repertoire to IP and get their response before our meeting, face-to-face meeting. And if we spend next 2 months discussing shall we use uppercase or shall we not use uppercase, we shall go nowhere. So I shall not... if you three of you who has agreed to work on uppercase, please do something and show us what you have done. At this moment, we are finishing the job as we started with uppercase, without uppercase variant, trying to find uppercase variant.
Understood.
It is not expected of us. If we are forced to do something to get close to the end of our regular part of regular things we have to do, and after that, if you produce something, I don't mind. We can talk about it, and we shall have enough time to talk about it during our face-to-face meeting. But at this moment, we should focus to finish it and to have first variant results as soon as possible. To define proper way to finish the task we have started, and I don't want to discuss in any more ideas about variants. Although the whole variant problem is very complicated, we should try to make it as simple as it is possible. Just to finish the report and to have one complete report, we shall see what will be. After that, the comments from IP, the comments from the community, but don't put more burden on our shoulders that we cannot bear. That's my problem. I cannot do it anymore. Sorry for this. Maybe I was a little bit loud. Sorry for this. Okay, please, Dennis, proceed.
Thank you, Mirjana. So moving on to the second bucket of the Latin Cyrillic analysis is the two letters, which is just one case. I think this is page 6. It's right above the confusable with uppercase letter bucket. So this is one case where Michael suggested that the combination of Latin small letter B and Latin small letter L is similar to one code point in the Cyrillic alphabet letter Jeru. And this is put in a different bucket because now you are effectively comparing a label, right? It's two characters against one. And
sequence.
Well, not a sequence, right? Not a combining mark. It's a label. You have two characters. Which does not exist in combining, right?
It's not. Yes, it is a sequence. It's not the label, because a label is something between the dots.
No.
It's a sequence. It's a sequence of two code points.
It's a sequence.
Yeah.
A sequence does not have to be combined.
No, this could be a two letters. It's a label, right? We have top level domain names with two letters.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a label. So you are comparing a label, which, well, it's two characters point together and joined together, which do not exist in precomposed form, and you want to make a case that it's a variant of a single character.
We have the same case with the sharp S and the two characters S and S. It seems like the same principle could be applied here as is applied there.
Not quite, right? It's different. The asset that we need to look at is based on the treatment of iDNA 2003 and then changes to iDNA 2008, so it's a different case.
But it would be bad to call it a label, because label is a term used in DNS for something else. But this is just a sequence of two code points.
Yes, I agree with you. It is a sequence of two code points side by side. For me, it is the same thing. Although we have a sequence used only with the basic letter cross combining mark, we use term sequence for that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as I see here, we don't have agreement that those letters could be, we have five on one side and we have three, two, three. It doesn't fall in any, although two people have given these marks, but it can't be treated as variants according to the marks we have here. What is the problem, Dennis? Sorry.
Well, the problem
what we
is
have
that
to this
you were trying to find something that looks similar to something, but really I don't see a case where a sequence of these two letters need to be treated as variant of a single code point of in the other script. We're just creating a very complex rule for variant case, right? You will have to incorporate
yeah.
the sequence of two letters in the code point repertoire and make a variant of the CD small letter J rule.
No. We shall skip it at this moment. We shall not consider this. And I don't think that anyone is expecting us to consider the things like this. Also, you should always keep in mind that after the label is produced, this label has to pass through a process which is similarity review process. It will be investigated again, because at least in the near future there won't be the possibility to make enough to make the rules good enough and to skip review similarity process. We shall lose a lot of time for nothing, so I will drop it at this moment. Anyone against? Sorry for this.
I regret that Miguel isn't here to defend his position.
Sorry, I didn't catch what did you say. Sorry, Bill.
You
regret?
Miguel is the one who included this with the that we have listed here. He's the MM, and I'm sorry that he's not here to argue his side of the case.
Yeah, okay, but we shall have time later about it. It is not expected of us to find all the possible the solutions for every problem which can exist. We cannot imagine what can happen on the internet. And we have a definite time to finish it, and at this moment we shall probably make a could come to Brussels. We shall see. If he doesn't come, we shall skip this. So at this moment I will drop it and not lose any more time on it. Matt, please.
I find this variant task very problematic. We are assumed to list the simple cases, and then we say that there will be a process that will take care of the work of analyzing candidate strengths, and they will do the complex analysis.
Yeah.
So if they do the complex analysis, they will be capable of do the simple analysis too. And then we don't need any variance definitions at all. I mean, if the only thing we could contribute to it would be to list all the complex cases, and maybe it shouldn't be defined as strict variance. It should maybe be defined as a list of variant
homoglyphs
or something.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the purpose of us defining the simple cases, because those are already known by IP and anyone else. I mean, the homoglyphs that you can derive directly from Unicode. So I think that, I mean, why don't we just skip all this variant discussion completely? Just inherit what the other generation panels have done, because I don't feel that we contribute anything significant to anyone.
I will respond to it later. Dennis, please.
Just very quickly to react to Matt's assertion that this is a complex task. I think the contrary. I mean, the LGR procedure, if you read the LGR procedure, they set the definitions what we are trying to do, right? The LGR procedure asked the generation panel to define what the same we have during Brussels meetings. And we have defined the processes by which we're going to determine inclusion and exclusion of variant cases, and we do have those principles. It's just the systematic in some people thinking that they ought to be doing something else. But we have thought about through based on the procedure, and we're trying to accomplish that based on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis. I will say just a few more sentences and I will close the meeting. You know, we are somehow user part of we are representing the users who are using Latin in creating labels, and I think this is in the context of multi-stakeholderism or whatever it is called. IP wants to hear, not IP, but the community, the core concept needs to hear different opinions from different parts of the community. And we are somehow in this moment representing Latin community, although we are just few of us. And we should finish at least when we give some variants, and those variants are in agreement with the other variants found in other in other scripts, it will skip one part of the investigation, which should be done during similarity review process. Sorry, Simon, please.
Right. Thank you. I actually wanted to respond to Matt's comment.
Yeah.
And I'd actually at earlier few weeks ago shared direct quotations from the LGR procedure, and I'll actually encourage you all to go and review those again in this context. The LGR procedure actually very clearly states that as far as visual similarity is concerned, the straightforward cases should be which can be taken off the table very quickly and very clearly, should be declared as variants, and things which are not straightforward, and I guess that's up to the GP to decide what is not straightforward, those eventually should be left to the string similarity review panel, because it is obviously something, string similarity review is not something which a variant analysis should be doing. So the idea is that, I guess the question to answer here is that, is this a straightforward case which could be taken off the table because it's everybody agrees to it and it can be declared as a variant, or is it's more complex than that? And if it is more complex than that and people generally are divided on whether it should be a variant or not, maybe that should be left to the string similarity review panel. That's at least how I interpreted what the LGR procedure was saying. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. I agree completely with you. Sorry, Dennis, we didn't finish all the things, but we resolved at least two things now. And we shall devote more time to variants next on our next meeting. I just want to ask you, I was planning, because I was not going anywhere, to have the next telephone conference on 2nd of August. How many people will not be possible, should not, be, could not be possible, could, sorry, not attend this meeting? Is there any sense to have the meeting on the August the 2nd?
This is Dennis. August 2nd is troublesome for me because I will be traveling.
You will be traveling August the 2nd. And when you are back?
For sure, I'm back on the 15th.
15, yeah, after 2 weeks or something like this. Okay. Well, Dennis, do you need some more discussion to finalize? Sorry, I couldn't follow all the things. Do you need some more discussion to finalize the first round of Latin Cyrillic variant table?
I think I have what the criteria to finalize this and put it up for comments for the panel. I can do that, in the next few days and send it along for the panel to review and comment based on that, on the conversation today.
Okay, please try to do it, and we shall try to discuss it a little bit on the August the 2nd. So, thank you very much for joining this conference. Michael will be on holiday. Okay. We shall try to manage somehow to have a conference on the August the 2nd. If we have enough people on the call, we shall go on. If we don't have, we shall move it deeper in the August. Okay, thank you very much for attending this conference, and bye, have a nice time. Okay, I'm closing the conference call now. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.